Dad, you heard Jimmy. Time for our previously section. And you're doing it. And you're doing it because it's Volker, of course. I'll assist whenever because I've got this notebook with me. So.
Okay. So. With a bit of So I think the last episode was where. So we got the mission from Lord Zaffy, and we had to choose where we went first. We went to. The dwarven gate.
No, that wasn't last episode. That was the episode before last episode.
That's right, sorry.
I'll assist. So last episode, our adventurers travelled to Skrill and journeyed over the frosty mountains towards the tribal meeting place where the where the Demolished Order are said to have been meeting with the Beast League.
Yes, and we had to infiltrate.
Yes, so it's an infiltration.
Yeah, we went through a sandstorm, and we managed to avoid these people who were coming after us because Adric rolled a natural 20.
And also because, you know, you have a magical shield surrounding you.
Oh, yeah, on the wagon.
Yeah.
So we got through, and then we ended up in a nearby town where we were going to wait for... He's going to get us some robes?
Yeah, he's getting you robes and fake licenses.
That was it. And then we just set off for the...
Tribal meeting place.
The tribal meeting place.
Yep, so
we're still not really sure what we're going to be doing.
As it says here in the quest log, it says, if I go to progress quests, disrupt the temple, give a Lord Zaffy, you must infiltrate the tribal meeting place as it's currently being used by the Demolished Order as a meeting place and hideout, and find out what they're doing there. If you need to, you must eliminate any high profile targets in the building.
So I think it's just Quarion and Adric that's going.
Yep, just Quarion and Adric. Your retainers are coming as well, but obviously.
I think that's probably a bit dangerous, isn't it?
I mean, they were there last episode.
Okay.
Anyway. Let's get back to our main story. And we are back into it. So, Dad, we are back. Are you writing? Anyway, come on then.
So we're just heading towards the trial meeting place now, aren't we?
Yep, you're just heading towards it now. I believe you've successfully gotten the robes and fake licenses from
I think Adric will leave his retainers behind to look after the car because I'm just worried about their deception, Ross.
Because remember, he needed to get here. He's coming in with you, the robe seller, because he's got an important thing, and which he's doing that for you.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be Quarion, Adric, and the robe seller.
Yeah, who's coming with you.
What did the robe also ask you about like what kind of weapons and stuff can we take?
He didn't tell you anything about that. He didn't ask you, so you can ask him now if you want.
Yeah, I'll do. I say, I'm a bit concerned that we might stand out like sore thumbs. You know, a 6-foot-plus elf, you know, almost 5-foot dwarf, even though Adric's only just over 4 feet tall.
Don't worry, people come and go from the tribal meeting place looking like idiots all the time.
And he told us which tribe to pretend we were, didn't he?
No, your visitors. He managed to get you visitors' licenses. That gives you more than tribe licenses.
Oh, okay. Alright. Of course, yes, he's got the license first, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Okay. I say, okay then. How big is this place inside? You know the layout?
Yes. It's quite large. There are a number of hidden chambers. Your pass will get you into the main meeting rooms as well as the facilities. But I can't guarantee much more than that.
Okay. Right, in which case then let's carry on.
Okay.
So we'll head up. Let's see if I can use the car set then. Okay, I'll have my paralysis crossbow bolts to hand.
Okay.
Yeah, but other than that, yeah, I'll just be ready to go. I'll see Inquiry and I'll say, do you know anything about these tribal meeting areas at all?
My dad always said that these people far north were barbarians, so no.
Okay. Right. Well, let's get it then. So we'll just carry on and Adric's quite nervous because he's not very good at deception. So he's sort of all the time sort of wittering on to Quarry and going, well, do you think this robe fits me? Like, you know, do I look like a tribal elf?
Yes, you do. Remember, you're dignitaries. It doesn't matter.
Well, where should we say we're from?
Well, I imagine the licenses should cover that.
I'll read the license.
It says, from place.
Well, but where's place?
It's a fishing town.
So it's actually called place. Is it place as in place, or place spelled like the fish?
Like the fish.
Very good.
If you want a...
Is there really a place called Place?
Yes, if you want a specific location, it's just on the edge of the Oval Bay. It's owned by the Aranet tribe, but they don't bother to enforce their law on it.
Oh, okay. Are the Aranets likely to be here?
Yes, it's the tribal meeting place.
Ah!
Don't worry, they don't keep a log of everyone there.
Okay.
At least I don't think they do.
You're not filling me with confidence, my friend.
I'm not a confident guy.
Okay. Alright, so we'll carry on then.
Okay. So then, you're gonna carry on, are you?
Yes.
Okay, so you're carrying further on out of the town. The giant shape of the tribal meeting place looms over you. You eventually reach the front gate. Make a perception roll.
Can I roll a d30?
Yeah, no, you can't roll it. You almost got me then.
can Quarion help me?
Quarion will assist you, yes.
Okay.
Not like you need it for perception.
Cool dice.
Dad, I'm just getting a lot of dice clattering, so could you...
Okay, right. I'll roll the 2 black ones. Okay. So not D30s.
I believe you.
Oh, wow!
What is it?
Hang on.
Oh my! For the listeners at home, Dad just got a
But the other one was a 2.
Dad just got a nat 20.
Okay, on my perception. So that has a grand total, my friend, of 30.
Oh, I mean, I can't really deny you it for that, can I? Okay, so essentially, it seems to be the only entrance, but you can see some guards further down, but they don't look like they're walking around the walls. They look like they're standing still. Maybe they're guarding something.
And where are they compared to the entrance?
It's just around. It's around the side, far enough for people not really to notice, but still an entrance.
Ah, so like a secret entrance almost.
Yeah, but it's still guarded.
Yeah, but it could be, it's off the beaten track, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll point this out to Quarian. Quarian, old friend. Look over there. I'll point out the entrance to him. I said, do you think we might gain more effective entry to this establishment from that location, or should we go through the main door? What do you think?
The room seller says, well, if you've been through, they actually log people coming through the door, so you'll need to go through the main door, otherwise they'll know something's up.
So, they check you inside as if, to make sure that you're not stuck in?
Yes, there's checkpoints in the inside.
Well, good knowledge. What's that door for? Do you know what it is?
I've never seen... Which door are you looking at?
I'll point out to him.
He gets perception roll with advantage, because you're helping him. Dad.
Yeah?
I've got to show you this. This is so funny.
You got a nat one.
With advantage, bro. With advantage.
A double one?
Yep. For listeners at home, I just got a double nat one.
What are the chances there?
He says, I can just see a wall and some guards. And there are quite a lot of guards around here, so nothing out of the ordinary.
I'll just shake my head at Quarian. Okay. Is it better if you go first through the gate, or should we go up first?
He says, I've got you as coming with me, so you'll need to come with me. I'll need to go first.
Alright, we'll follow behind him. Quarian's got good chat, doesn't he?
He's okay at it. Not the best person in the world, but he's okay.
Okay. Well, he's got to be better than me. Because I'm rubbish at deception. So I'll follow up behind him. I'll just... See, maybe I should just... Pretend that I'm mute. But I know Adric wouldn't say that because it's not his. There's no way Adric would pretend that he can't talk.
Yeah, he says, yes, I don't think that would be the best build for you, if you know what I mean.
No, I think you're probably right. Okay, right, lead on.
Okay, so the robe seller leads you through the door. As he said, there are a number of checkpoints. So, the first checkpoint, one of the guards stops you to look at your identification and says, what's your name?
My name is Vinabath.
Well, it says Dorav Abunabi.
My name is Dorav Abunabi. I am from Place, which is ironic because it's a place called Place where we catch Place.
The guard laughs at this and doesn't bother to check the rest of the identifications. Make a deception roll.
No! Can I get advantage?
Okay, fine. Because you incapacitated him with laughter.
Well, I meant because I've got an ID and I'm going through with this guy who's helping me.
No, it's because you incapacitated yourself with laughter. 19
for a total of 16.
Okay, that Disadvantage? Yeah, fails. Okay. So, he lets you past, and then the rogue sailor automatically gets let past because he's been here before, and Quarion passes.
Okay.
All of you passed without a hitch.
Jolly, that was jolly lucky, wasn't it?
Yes, let's try not brush like that again. Right, you get to the second checkpoint. Here they're going to pat you down.
Yeah.
Are you concealing anything?
No, the guy said we could take all our weapons and stuff, didn't he?
He said you might be able to take your weapons depending on what they allow.
Oh.
So is there anything you would rather leave there because it might get confiscated?
Well, I think I'll probably leave my my force rifle, because that's pretty distinctive. And my magic spear.
Magic spear? Don't you mean magic sword?
No, so I've got a magic axe. So I'll keep my magic axe.
Magic spear? Where was that from?
I bought it in... what do you call him? Who's my cousin?
Oh, Morocodon. Morden Kanan. Yeah, Morocodon.
Yeah, it's basically seven times a day it does 2d6 plus 6 damage and it flies back to my hand and it, on a DC 15 it knocks them over.
We're going to have to start putting these things in the item library.
What item library? Oh, on the website?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll take my heavy crossbow.
Anything else you're willing to take?
Yeah, so I'll have my greatsword on my back, and then I'll just have my battle axe hanging down by my side, sort of underneath my robes. So not, I mean, I'll try. So I'll use sleight of hand.
Yeah, make a sleight of hand check, please.
Okay. I presume I don't get advantage on this one.
No. Okay.
I rolled a 9.
He says, "Hey, mate, you can't have that battle axe in here. Sorry."
But it's all right for the crossbow.
He says,
"In fact, can I possibly get advantage because he's looking at my greatsword?"
Which
is distracting because it's huge.
Yeah, but. We'll see. High or low?
High.
It was low. 3.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, so he says, "Sorry, mate, can't bring you that massive greatsword. Or that axe, sorry. You're allowed the crossbow though for precautions. You'll get your weapons back when you leave the building."
Okay, can I try and make a sleight of hand check so when I hand the crossbow in?
You don't need to hand the crossbow in.
Not the crossbow, the greatsword. When I hand the greatsword in to basically just sort of faff about so that I then slip the battle axe back underneath my robe.
Okay, make a sleight of hand check versus his passive perception.
Okay.
He's a guard, remember, so he's got quite a good passive perception. Yeah, that beats his passive perception. He says, "Hey, no." His passive perception? 19.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Whew.
He's a guard. He's trained for this sort of thing.
Yeah, I know. Fair enough.
He says,
right. So basically, it's like Adric will sort of fall on the counter, so he knocks over a load of weapons. So he basically makes it look like he's not. He's like, "Oh, sorry, I'm ever so clumsy. Terribly sorry, old bean."
Oh, that's fine. Hey,
I'm from a place called Place Where We Catch Place.
Hey, Andrew, clean this up. You can see a small boy no older than 16 comes and obediently cleans all the weapons up and puts them back in a pile.
Well done, Andrew. Here, have a copper piece.
He looks at it. And then shows you his wallet. It's got at least 30 gold pieces in it.
So there you go then.
He tosses it back to you, but purposely makes it hit you in the face.
Okay.
It doesn't do any damage, but it's funny.
Okay. All right, then. Okay. Right, so we'll carry on then.
Okay, so you're going to carry on, are you? Okay, so there's no more checkpoints after this, but there's someone who comes along, says he wants to be your guide, but you get another, but the man, but the robe seller waves him off and says he's with you.
Cool.
Okay, so you walk into the giant meeting hall, and yeah. So let me just open it. Give me 2 seconds, Daddy. Just opening it. Okay. So if I can get past this. Okay, give me 1 second, Dad.
Okay.
Okay. So, it's really grand room, all sorts of grandeur and splendor. Loads of seats around the table. There's a number of entrances. You presume one for each tribe and your entrance, which is the visitor's entrance. There's 2 people in there at the moment, but they're asleep.
It's a massive room.
It's a massive room, yeah.
How big is it?
I'd say about... ...100 foot square.
Wow. And is it like tables all set out, or is it booths?
There's a giant table in the middle, bookshelves surrounding the wall, giant chandelier hanging from the ceiling.
And is there any sort of focus in the room, like a big statue or an altar?
You assume that it would be the giant chandelier dangling down from the ceiling.
Okay. But there isn't like somewhere where someone would, like a pool pit or something where people would talk to everybody?
No.
Is there a big throne at the end of the table?
No, it's just giant big thrones all around the table.
Okay, how many thrones are there?
There's at least 30.
Okay, and is there smaller tables or is it just a big table?
It's just a big table.
And is it round or oblong?
Oblong.
Okay. Is it got food on it? Or is it
empty? It's empty and light and laden with books and maps.
Oh, okay. And two of the people who are in the room, what do they look like?
Very old. Like the kind of people you would assume are old but wise.
Is the tailor still there with us?
He says... I've got to go for a minute. You'll be able to look after yourselves, won't you?
Yes, but before you go, those two old boys there—are they wearing anything?
They're old men, Dad.
That's what I said. The two old boys.
You said two young boys there.
No, I said old boys. I mean, the two old boys there—are they wearing anything that would tell us what clan they're in?
They seem. Like they're members of the High Council of the Meeting Place. They essentially don't belong to a tribe, but govern the tribal meeting place.
Okay. Is that right? Thank you. What was my name again? Anil.
Something like that.
let's see. Okay. Andrew will walk across and start looking at the stuff on the mat, on the table, and I'm looking to see if there's any war plans or attack plans or anything like that.
It doesn't look like there's as much as it's war plans. It looks more like plans for logistics.
Okay. Logistics to support what, though?
You can just see that seems like they want... oh, gosh, that's smelly. Seems like they want to unite the tribes, essentially. Provide each other with resources from each tribe.
Cases.
You can see they're all empty at the moment, but you can hear a bit of a clatter and talking, and then 10 armed guards burst into the room. Make a perception roll. Ahead of them is the tailor. So he shouts, "That's them! Get them!"
Okay, there's a 100-foot room.
Yep.
How far away was I from the door?
You haven't moved that much, so you're only about...
Oh, no, because I was looking around the bookcases and I looked up and they were the table.
They were all empty.
No, but all the stuff on the table.
Oh, yeah, I guess then... You're about 30 foot away from them.
Okay. Can I run 30 feet, dash 30 feet, and then bonus action hide?
Okay, but they'll see you, so you get a disadvantage on your hide.
Well, is it really well lit? It's only one chandelier.
Yeah, it's a massive chandelier, Dad. That's why it's the focus of the room.
Is there any other doors out of this room?
There's four. There's four other entrances.
So how close am I to one of these entrances?
How close are you? You're about another 30 foot.
And where's Quarion?
Quarion's right next to you.
Can Quarion cast invisibility? Do I know that?
I don't think you can. What level is in? Is invisibility 5e? Yes, he can actually. But it's concentration and touch. So he could only do one of you.
Can I cast at a higher level?
No. I don't think that would work. Except for 1 second.
He should be able to cast third level spells now.
He can. Invisibility is a second level spell. I'm just checking. Oh yeah. Additional creature. Yeah, so he can actually.
So I'll say, can we? I'll say, quite right, quickly, we'll run through that door, and then you make us invisible, and then we'll hide. How about that?
Okay.
All right, so we'll double dash. Oh, no, we won't dash because the door won't be that far away. So we'll run through the door. He'll cast invisibility. When they come through, I will use my minor illusion cantrip to basically make it sound like we're running around the corner.
Yeah, you might be able to. You'll have to make a good deception roll, but you can make it with advantage.
Can I instead use Arcana?
Yeah. Okay, fine. You can use Arcana.
Okay. Do better, Edric! Oh gosh, just as well. It's only a 15.
Only a 15?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's it. 15 is pretty good, I suppose.
Okay, sure. Okay, sure, Dad. Okay, so that succeeds. What you do is, Quarren turns you invisible as you round the corner, and he makes quick footsteps to sound like you're going somewhere else. And folks, that is where we'll leave it for the break, and see what happens to Adric and Quarren after the break. Bye. Jimmy left before we could get a chance. Oh well. Time.
Jimmy left with his massive, massive pay packet.
Yep. Very fat again. I'm paying him too much, honestly.
I think you are. I think I need some of that.
Nah, you'll be fine. Anyway, come on, Daddy.
Okay, so I've been inquiring and I'm sort of pressed against the corridor walls. So I'll wait. Oh, can I? You just use a perception roll to wait until I hear them that they disappeared.
Okay, so they, you can hear one of them, clearly the sergeant of the group. So, split up! Go through all the different entrances. You two, stay here.
Okay, we'll sneak back into the main hall.
Okay. You can see there's a couple soldiers still in there. They were just giving instructions. Can see the sergeant says, "You, there, what's your name?" "Ech, I can't be bothered. Do that thing where you see magic-y stuff."
"Oh, come on.
You can
see,
you can see, he clicks his fingers. Oh, they're a good 60 foot.
"Oh, well, I can't see us then."
You can see, he clicks his fingers. And, his eyes glow bright blue. And he starts walking around the hall.
Okay, well, we'll go to one of the other doors and make our way out. you want to make a stealth roll?
Yep, especially the fact that you're sneaking past guards at each door.
There's the guards at each door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's not bad. That is a dirty 20.
Which entrance are you trying to go through? Are you trying to get your weapons back, or what?
Well, no, because I've only lost my greatsword.
Yeah. You mean your axe?
No, I remember I did my stealth roll, my sleight of hand to keep my axe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so, in which case then, which door are you going through?
So, we came in, and which door did I run out of then?
The door on your left.
Okay, the nearest one on the left.
Yep.
Okay, well, we don't want to go across the hall, so we'll probably go up the next door up on the left.
That is the only door on the left.
I thought there was four doors.
Yeah, so essentially, there's one here, one there,
yeah.
One there, and one there.
Alright, we'll go out the door at the top end of the room then.
Okay, so you're going through the door you came through.
No.
That door is the top end of the room.
No, we went left, you said.
Sorry, I meant the door you came through is on your left.
Okay, we'll go through the closest door. That means we don't have to cross the hall.
Okay. So that would be the... That means it would either be... the door that you came out of into the Great Hall, or the door opposite that. The other one's closer. The first one's closer.
The door we came out of?
Yeah. But, as you're making this decision, the magician's getting closer and closer to you. What's the range of that spell? 30 foot.
30 feet.
I'd say there's about 10 more feet left before he can see you.
Okay, well, with the dirty 20 that I rolled, then we're going out the top, the other door.
Okay, so you...
Which is the door we haven't been through, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Quickly make a sprint out of it. There's a couple doors in your way. Are you going to push them open quietly, or...?
Quietly.
Okay.
Using my dirty 20 natural that's stealth roll.
Okay, so this is where I open my book.
Because
I knew everything up until here.
Things are getting bad.
Okay. Okay. So. Let us open my dice box. And where are you? There you are. Okay. So, you exit immediately through the door, and on your left and on your right, there are two doors.
On either side?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone in this corridor?
It doesn't seem like it.
Can I hear anything from any of the doors?
You can hear a bit of laughing and a bit of snoring.
Okay, can we make a perception roll?
The door ahead of you, however, seems locked.
Okay, can I make a perception roll to see where I'm hearing the laughing and snoring from?
Okay.
24.
It's coming from either side of you, in the doors beside you.
Okay, we'll go up in and I'll try and pick the lock for the door to get us out.
Okay, it seems like a pretty solid lock, but you can try.
Sleight of hand?
Yep.
Do better, Edric. Ooh, that's not bad at all. 16, 26. No, wrong. That's my, that'll be my perception. 13, 16, 23.
Click, 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 crack.
What?
Your lockpick breaks.
With a 23?
Make an arcana check.
Do better, Edric. Oh gosh. It's not bad, I said, for Edric. 19. Plus a 4 on the what's his face die, that is 23.
You clearly need an actual key to open this door.
What if I cast the spell magic on it?
You can try, yeah. Right, let me read about dispel magic, if you give me 2 seconds. Spell magic. Here we go. Dispel magic. Here it is, Dad. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, Dad. So, oh gosh, what was that? Anyway.
Do I know with my 23 arcana whether or not the spell magic will work?
It'll work, but it'll be really, really, really hard. Not really. Obviously, they don't think that you've gone this way.
Okay, can I sneakily open up the doors and see if there's a key in any of the rooms?
Okay, how sneakily are you going to do this?
As sneaky as a sneaky thing.
Make a stealth roll.
Okay. Do better, Edric. Oh gosh. That is a 19 and a 4.
Okay.
There you go.
You open 13. The... yeah, I believe you, Dad. I believe you. You open
and,
the...
yes, that's for a...
You open the...
That's a 30.
Yeah, you open the door, right? So you open the door really quietly. You do it really well. You peek it open. This is the one on the left, by the way. And it seems like there's a number of beds, a couple of chests, and a table in the middle with a couple of soldiers with... give me a second. I made this a rollable thing. With four people sitting around it playing cards.
Okay, can I make a perception roll to see if any of them got keys on them?
Okay.
Do better, Edric. Oh, yes, there's another one. That's a 31.
They all seem to have a key chain on them.
But no keys?
Yeah, a key chain with keys on it.
Oh. And with a 31, you know, a 31. Do any of those keys look like they'd be big enough? I mean, what's the lock like on that door? Is it a big lock or
something? It looks like a normal lock, but it's obviously not.
Okay. So, there's nothing about it that would differentiate the keys?
Not really. They all look exactly the same.
Okay, but everyone in this room is up and about.
Yeah. They're playing cards.
Okay, I'll open the door to the other room.
Okay, I'll see that your stealth roll carries over. Okay, so you peek this one up a crack, and in this one, there is... there's 6 people in this room. 4 of them are playing poker, and one of them's rummaging through a chest, and the other's snoring in bed.
The guy who's snoring in bed, are his keys lying about?
It seems like he has them on his hip.
Is there only the two doors? Was there
this was the room with the snoring coming from it.
Okay. In which case, I'll sneak over to him and I'll try and use sleight of hand to steal his keys.
Okay. So, are you gonna... Okay, so, thing is, Dad, how are you gonna open this door without them seeing?
I mean, remember, I'm invisible.
Yeah, yeah, but they can still see the door opening, Dad. So...
Okay, what we'll do is, I'll see the quarry and say, right, what we'll do is, I will knock on this door, and when they open it, you quickly open and close the other door, so they think someone's playing a trick on them. And then the other people will think that these people are playing a trick on them.
Okay.
And then I can sneak in. Do you understand? So
I understand what you're going to do, Dad. I understand what you're going to do. I'm just... Okay. Sure. Right. Roll a deception roll. Quarion will roll one. Do you want to roll one with advantage, or do you want Quarion to roll one as well?
What's Quarion's deception skill?
Quarion's deception is plus zero.
Okay. I will give Quarry an advantage and I'll cast Guidance on him.
What does that give him? D4.
Plus D4. So he can have advantage plus D4.
Yep. Oh, 18 plus 4, 22.
Wow, good. Well done, Quarry, well done. Kay. I always had faith in you, you know.
You didn't, but okay. Okay, so the plan goes off. Do you sneak in?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, before Aquarion does it, he says, what about when you want to get out again?
Well, I'm going to do it quickly so that, you know, because the guy will probably, I imagine the guy will then go up and challenge the people up in the other room. And so I'll sneak in while the door's open and then...
Are you stealing keys from the guy sleeping?
Yes.
Okay. He is lying down, of course, but yeah, sure. Okay. Also, no, because it also puts you in a more awkward position.
Okay. Do better, Edric, he whispers. That is 13, 14. Oh, no, that's alright, still no, because I've got plus 7, so that's 21.
Okay. You managed to get it. You managed to swipe the keys.
Okay, good. So we'll go back out in the corridor, wait for the, I don't know what these guys, are guys blaming each other for the monarchy.
Yeah. Right, so what do you want to do then? So you've got the keys now, because the problem is now they're confronting each other in the drawer, in the hallway, and the door is in the hallway.
Okay, well they're not going to do it forever, are they? I mean, do they look like they're quite angry, and what's happening?
They don't look... They look angry, but they don't look like they're really annoyed.
Can I make an insight check and see if it's going to last for a while?
Okay, sure.
Do better, Edric. Go 4, 6. 13.
13.
Yeah.
Okay, you think that it will last, but it might not last that long.
Can I, standing next to the door, I'll look through the keys and see if I can see one that looks like it might fit. I don't know what skill that'll be, perception or investigation?
I'd say investigation.
Okay. Do better, Edric, but quietly. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's lovely. 24. I'm going to keep this guy, he's rolling pretty well.
Okay, sure. You succeed.
With a 24, it's doing well, hope so. Okay. Does it look like they're going to stop arguing soon?
Not that soon.
Can I do a sleight of hand check to stealthily unlock the door then?
Okay. You can do a sleight of hand check.
Do better, Edric! Ah. Ooh, I better roll a bit. Oh, that's better. 18.
Okay. The door. You can hear a click, and the door opens. Yep. You can see.
Right. Oh. I'll quickly go through. Quickly. Oh. Well, what can I see? Sorry.
You can see they're still arguing.
Okay, we'll quickly nip through and then close the door and lock it.
Okay, you're closing the door to lock it.
Yeah, do you want another sleight of hand roll?
No. I think you've done it.
Okay, what can I see?
Okay, so you can see, Dad, now that you've finished that, you're in a long hallway, give me 1 second, and you can hear rowdy voices coming from downstairs, laughs and the lot.
Okay, what's the decoration like here? Is it any different? Does it look richer or anything?
It looks less plush. It looks less plush than the tribal meeting place.
Okay. So it looks less plush.
Yeah.
And it's got stairs going down.
Yep, stairs going down.
But that's it. There's only stairs going down. No other way out.
Yeah. Only the door behind you and the stairs going down.
Okay, alright. Well, I quietly go down the stairs then.
Okay, so you go downstairs and you walk into a bar.
Oh gosh, another bar.
Yep. They really like their bars, don't they?
Okay. What's in the bar? What do you see?
Okay, so. Okay. So that's what it says. Okay, so there is. Okay, so you didn't loot that. Wow. Okay. Right, so. There is. 4 people. Oh, whoops. Yeah, okay. Sorry, there is. There is 12 people in the bar on top of the barman. All enjoy, all laughing together and people getting a couple drinks.
Okay. Any other doors out here?
There's another door at the end.
Okay, can we sneak through the bar then? Is there anything of interest there so you can make a perception of?
Okay.
Do better, Edric. That's only a 15.
No.
Pretty low for me.
No, there's not much here.
Okay, we'll head towards the other door then and try and sneak out. Do you want me to make a stealth roll?
There's another door at the end, but yeah, that's about it. The door behind you is closed now, obviously.
Yeah, so make a stealth roll.
To get to the other side? Yeah.
Yeah. Do better, Edric. It was going to be a 17, but it's actually only a 15.
Only a 15?
15, it was good, sorry, yeah, but 15 is still pretty good.
Yeah, so you managed to make it across. A few people look your direction, but they're too drunk to think anything of it.
Thank heavens for disadvantage. Okay.
Okay, so, you go through the next... So you go through the next door, okay. So, you walk into a giant room. It looks almost like a throne room if it weren't for the war table in the middle. The walls are covered with tapestries and adorned with gold, and the room's adorned with gold pillars holding up the vaulted ceiling to at least 10 feet.
Okay.
Make a perception roll, please.
Do better, Edric. Oh, I need a new dice. 16.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't notice anything, it just looks like a normal room. There are a lot of guards inside.
Unless they get advantage because Quarian's there.
Oh, no. He's, funnily enough, he's blown away by the riches in the room. He didn't think anybody could be this rich. On the throne sits an...
He's an elven prince?
Yeah, he hasn't seen anything that rich. On the throne sits an old burly man wearing something that looks like a crown. There are also about 7-8 people there.
Okay.
The 5 of them look like they're in very tough armor. And another 2 look like they're just wearing loose fitting robes.
Okay. And do these look like the chieftains, elders, or anything?
Your mission is to kill any high-profile targets you see, and this guy certainly seems like a high-profile target.
And how many people are in the room?
8, including the king.
Oh my goodness me, 8?
Mm-hmm. And
so the king plus 7 bodyguards?
Yep, and 5 of those, 2 of those bodyguards, as I said, wearing loose-fitting robes, the other 5 are wearing wicked-looking armor.
Oh, my word.
Okay, so...
Hang on, what's the minute? I've got to look and see what I've got. Any other doors over here?
No. There's a war table in the middle.
Can I do a perception on the war table?
Perception roll on the war table?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very old looking table, but
do you want me to roll?
No, you don't need to.
Okay.
It's a very old looking table. There are some papers scattered around on it. Other than that, Not much there.
How big is this room?
How big is the room?
Yeah.
Well, it's quite a long hallway. It's about 50 foot long and 10 foot high.
How wide is it?
Easily 30 foot. And the walls are adorned with tapestries. And there are pillars placed in odd locations.
Are any of the guards standing close to the king?
Most of them are spread out along the war table, but the two ones in loose-fitting robes are standing away from the king, but still by his side.
And the stuff on the war table, does it look like war plans?
It does look like war plans.
And where are they going to invade?
You can't see it from there. Or are you moving closer?
I'll move closer.
Before you move closer, with your perception roll, you see the spellcasters have blue... The two people next to it have glowing blue eyes.
Okay, I won't get within 30 feet then.
The war table is within 30 foot of their vision.
Yeah, okay. I'll see Quarian. I see him. Do you think we should try and kill this king?
Well, our mission is to eliminate... Our mission is to eliminate high-profile targets. We need to.
Okay. Well, how about I cast Fireball?
It doesn't look like they're... It doesn't look like they're doing much. So, maybe don't reveal ourselves just yet. Maybe, like, sneak around and then try and engage them and then maybe try and attack. I don't think Fireball's going to do much at the moment. They're a bit spread out.
The king, what I was thinking is two guys in the loose robes are quite close to the king. They must be within 20 feet.
Yeah, they're within 20 foot.
So if you get the king and both of them...
He says, well...
I just think because those guys with the glowy blue eyes, they'll probably see us.
Yes, they will. That's a good point, actually. So we might as well announce our entrance with a bang. Give me a second. Give me a second. We've had bad experience with this before. Quarion says, actually, I can't do this. Can you cast detect magic? Because we don't know whether they're protected or something.
I can cast detect magic. Yes.
Quarion says, could you cast it?
Okay, I'll cast detect magic.
Just as well you did, because in front of the spellcasters, there is a shimmering wall.
Okay.
You have a feeling that on top of the glowing blue eyes, that's probably one of the reasons why they're not moving. They're maintaining the spell.
Do I recognize the spell?
Wall of Force, easily.
Ah, but magic can go through Wall of Force.
One second. I think Wall of Force has been giving us, like, the most trouble.
Let me have a look. I've got the book.
I've got it right here, Dad. It doesn't say that you can cast spells through it, but it doesn't say you can't either.
No, let's see what it says. Wall of Force. Wall of Force. Wall of Force. Yeah, nothing can physically pass through the wall.
Okay, well, it doesn't say anything about not being able to.
Let's see for Fireball. What does it say? Right, a bright streak flashes from your pointing finger to a point you choose within range, then blossoms with a low roar and explosion of flame. Let me look up, because I don't want to ruin this, so... For podcast listeners, I'm looking up, can magic pass through Wall of Force?
I'll search it up here as well. Can magic pass through... Can magic pass through Wall of Force? Here it is.
He says you can't target something behind total cover.
Oh, but wait, Dad, I've literally found something here. Fireball pass through Wall of Force? So fireball travels from you to the target, so it'll be stopped by the wall.
Well, there's nothing we can do then, because we can't get through it either. Oh, unless I cast Dispel Magic.
Yeah, Dispel Magic can't dispel the wall. It's literally a wall. Might as well go into battle and see what happens.
Well, I can't, because we can't get through the Wall of Force.
No, the Wall of Force is only protecting the king and the spellcasters.
But the guys with the glowing blue eyes. Okay, so you said the guys with the glowing blue eyes are the ones closest to me.
No, the guys with the glowing blue eyes are the ones closest to the king.
Are they the guys in the robes?
Yeah.
Okay. What level is Wall of Force? Fifth level, my goodness me. These guys are nails.
Dad, okay. Come on. Yeah. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Is there any doors out there so is there another door where the king could get out?
You can't see.
So I can't see if there's any doors at the far end of the room?
No.
What do you think, Quarren? Should we just... if I was to cast a fireball on these... guys in the armor, how many could I catch?
I'd say you could probably catch at least three of them, but you would incinerate the papers in the middle.
Oh, okay, no, we can't do that then. Quarren, have you got any spells that... Okay, can I get... Is there one of them that looks like he's tougher than the others?
No, all the swordsmen look the same.
Okay, in which case then, I'll set myself against the closest one. Then I will... Bonus action, cast...
Oh,
spiritual weapon, and
Dad,
then whack him.
I just realised.
Yeah.
You don't have your force rifle. You handed that in.
I know. I know what I can do.
What?
I could cast spiritual weapon inside the Wall of Force.
Give me a second. Dad, so spiritual weapon doesn't go through physical things like walls, and that's essentially what Wall of Force is.
No, it doesn't say that. You create a floating spectral weapon within range. So it lasts for the duration or until you cast a spell again.
I know, Dad. I'm literally on a whole discussion for it here, Dad.
But I'm reading it in the book. It doesn't say anything in the book. It doesn't say anything about walls. It doesn't even say you have to be able to see.
It
says you create a floating spectral weapon within range that lasts for the duration or until you cast the spell again. It's up to you.
I'm thinking about it, so I've essentially found the whole thing about it. So
D&D nerds are going for it.
Yeah, there's literally a whole thing about it. It has 5 pages, I'm pretty sure. And final answer in it is, and Crawford has said that spiritual weapon doesn't go through physical things like walls.
Well, who says that?
It's in this, and it says Crawford.
Doesn't Crawford?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dad says it does.
Yes, but Dad's the player. Oh, okay. So, spiritual weapon can't be moved through walls. Oh, Jeremy E. Crawford, apparently. That's who he is. Yeah, it doesn't pass through walls.
There's no wall.
Yeah, but for physical purposes, it's a wall. Well, either way, for now, Dad, we'll have to debate this later. For now, sorry about this, guys, but I guess the combat is coming next episode. Enjoy. Sorry, that wasn't the very best.
Is that time, is it?
Yep. 12 minutes over.
See you next time on The Game's Broadcast. The Lord of the Dwarves. The Game.